By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Wabarakatuh. I hope you are okay, mashallah. So we've got a very beautiful topic today that we're going to be talking about. It's a personality that we're going to be talking about. And this personality is a unique personality that has done or spent most of his life in the search of knowledge of deen and became one of the greatest imams that we, alhamdulillah, azawajal, have. I've given you a hint. So inshallah, we're going to talk about the great imam, and I'm not going to tell you the name. I'm just going to ask you to guess who that great imam. Remember, we have four great imams, mashallah, azawajal, and we're going to be talking about one of them, four great imams. But let's start off the program with the beautiful recitation of Surah Taha. And inshallah, azawajal, let's see what Allah Ta'ala commands us. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
طه ما انزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى
اے محبوب ہم نے تم پر یہ قرآن اس لیے نہ اتارا کہ تم مشقت میں پڑھو
الا تذکرة لمن يخشى
ہاں اس کو نصیحت جو ڈر رکھتا ہو
تنزیلا ممن خلق الارض والسماوات العلا
اس کا اتارا ہوا جس نے زمین اور اونچے آسمان بنائے
الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الارض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى
وہ بڑی مہر یعنی رحمت والا اس نے عرش پر استوا فرمایا جیسا اس کی شان کے لائق ہے اس کا ہے جو کچھ آسمانوں میں ہے اور جو کچھ زمین میں اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں اور جو کچھ اس گیلی مٹی کے نیچے ہے
وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى
اور اگر تو بات پکار کر کہے تو وہ تو بھید کو جانتا ہے اور اسے جو اس سے بھی زیادہ چھپا ہے
اللہ لا الہ الا ہوا لہ الاسماء الحسنا
اللہ کہ اس کے سوا کسی کی بندگی نہیں اسی کے ہیں سب اچھے نام
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى
اور کچھ تمہیں موسیٰ کی خبر آئی
اِذْ رَآ نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى
جب اس نے ایک آگ دیکھی تو اپنی بیوی سے کہا ٹھہرو مجھے ایک آگ نظر پڑی ہے شاید میں تمہارے لیے اس میں سے کوئی چنگاری لاؤں یا آگ پر راستہ پاؤں
فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى فاخلع نعليك إنك لَكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى.
پھر جب آگ کے پاس آیا ندا فرمائی گئی کہ اے موسیٰ بے شک میں تیرا رب ہوں، تو اپنے جوتے اتار ڈال، بے شک تو پاک جنگل طوا میں ہے.
وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى.
اور میں نے تجھے پسند کیا، اب کان لگا کر سن جو تجھے وحی ہوتی ہے.
اِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي.
بے شک میں ہی ہوں اللہ کہ میرے سوا کوئی معبود نہیں، تو میری بندگی کر اور میری یاد کے لیے نماز قائم رکھ.
ان الساعت آتیت اکاد اخفیها لتجزا کل نفس بما تسعا.
بے شک قیامت آنے والی ہے، قریب تھا کہ میں اسے سب سے چھپاؤں کہ ہر جان اپنی کوشش کا بدلہ پائے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. It is سورہ طہٰ. Alhamdulillah, we've started a new surah now, mashallah azza wa jal. And it's amazing how, alhamdulillah, from surah Baqara, we've gone up to surah Taha now. And hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal, we've gone halfway. We'll be getting there, inshallah, azza wa jal, very soon. So if you've been watching our program every day, then alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we are going to be, hopefully, the plan was that we finish the whole Quran and with the translation. So hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal, that should be all done as well. It's all in the pipeline. Hopefully, we'll have listened to the whole glorious Quran. But now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we also have the kalam as well. But just to remind you that alhamdulillah, whenever we read the Quran, you know, there's the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, for every letter that you read, you'd get 10 good deeds. So if alif, lam, mim, someone reads that, even though it's one word, it's not 10 good deeds, it's 30. Alif, lam, mim, three word letters there. Each letter is equivalent to 10 good deeds. So just imagine those people who are not reading the Quran, what they are losing out on. And because the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, and is a source of guidance for us as well. So I think we need to understand that we need to read the Quran every day, but not just read the Quran, understand the Quran. When you get to the understanding part of the Quran, that's when a person starts to change his life. Or else if we go into our normal routine, we open up the Quran, which is still brilliant. You open up the Quran, you read it, you'll get blessings, you'll get the satisfaction. But alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur is that you read the Quran, you read the translation, and you also read the tafsir. And alhamdulillah, good news is that the Quran has now been translated into the English language. Kanzul Iman, widely available in UK, in the Maktabs, Maktabatul Madina branches around the country, in the UK, in South Africa, in Canada, in America, in all of the English-speaking countries, Kanzul Iman, printed by Maktabatul Madina, is widely available. So please, try to get a copy for yourself, read a few verses of the translation, and if you want to learn more on that, alhamdulillah, we have Siratul Jinan. Yeah, that masterpiece by Mufti Qasim Sahab, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, that Siratul Jinan is now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, available online, and not only online, it's available as an app for your phone as well. So try to download them, and inshallah, azza wa jal, read a few pages of them as well. It's one of the nek a'mal that Amir al-Sunnah has given us, the 72 questions to make yourself a pious Muslim. You know, people do loads of things to, for example, if they're running a business, what they'll do is, they'll do a lot of research. Yeah, why? Because they want that business to be successful. In the same way, every person, you know, wants to be successful. We all want to be successful in the world and in the hereafter. That is why we say, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, give us good in this world and in the hereafter as well. So if you want to be really successful, then please read the Quran. Don't look at your other mates. Don't look at them. They don't read the Quran. They're still doing very good in their business. They don't offer their salah. They're still doing good in their business. Alhamdulillah. You know, Dawat-e-Islami, all these IT department that Dawat-e-Islami has, all these, mashallah, apps and websites that we made, these are tools for us to learn knowledge and tools. And knowledge is the most important tool to fight against the shaitan. And we need that. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it's Siratul Jinan. Alhamdulillah, you can download it through the Google App Store. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, hopefully, very soon, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be getting Siratul Jinan in English with the tafsir. We are working on it. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives more blessing and barakah in the time of the scholars that are day and night working on this. And to be honest with you, this is going to be a very, very good achievement for Dawat-e-Islami. But you know, if you look at the people who are doing all this hard work behind the scene, you'll be amazed how much Islamic Brothers have worked. And Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab, who's worked really hard to get us this Kanzul Iman in English. Now, Siratul Jinan, you know, the way Dawat-e-Islami Majlis works is amazing. Alhamdulillah. They've got the Siratul Jinan, they've printed it, they've given it out in the Maktabatul Madina, they've put it on the website, they've put it onto the apps. And it's amazing. You can even share the, you know, the lines. You can quote them. You can do a lot of things in there as well. But inshallah, let's go towards the kalam for today. And then we'll jump straight into our topic for today. Let's listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar, qabr be kason ki, shamae jamale Mustafa, aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja, ae shamae jamale Mustafa, سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ روش روشن میری تربت کو، اے نور خدا کرنا روشن میری تربت کو، اے نور خدا کرنا جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ عزوجل، ویری بیوٹیفل کلام، ماشاء اللہ بیوٹیفل وائس۔ یو نو دا کلامز، آئی واز لسننگ ٹو اے کلام آف امیر اہل سنت جسٹ آن دا وے ٹو دا اسٹوڈیو، بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بہرو بر مدینے میں، اینڈ اٹس امیزنگ سبحان اللہ، وین ایور یو لسن ٹو دا کلام اٹ ڈز ٹیک یو ان ٹو دا میموریز، میموری لین ایز دے سے، ٹیکس یو بیک ٹو مدینہ طیبہ، اسپیشلی وین یو آر ڈرائیونگ اینڈ یو سی دا سائن بورڈ مدینۃ المنورہ، اٹس جسٹ امیزنگ، اینڈ آئی وین ایور آئی کیپ لکنگ ایٹ دا سائن آئی گو سبحان اللہ، اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ می ود مدینۃ المنورہ، میں اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس ایوری ون ود دا بیوٹیفل سیکرڈ جرنی of Madina tul Munawwara, and that's how you build that love of Madina in your hearts as well. Try to listen to these kalams written by Amir Ahle Sunnat Ala Hazrat, and other mashallah azawajal Nat Khans alhamdulillah recite these kalams as well, and it will increase the love of Madina, increase the love of Makkah, increase the love of the companions and mashallah so the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, the more love we have for something, the more you're going to talk about it. So mashallah so let's go towards our topic, and what the topic is going to be, like I said, we're going to be talking about one of the greatest imams, the great imam. Who is the great imam? That is the great imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let me mention a blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites durood upon me on a Friday, qiyamat ke din uski shafa'at karunga. I will intercede for that person on the day of judgment. Now just imagine where there will be no one that will be able to help you. Your mother will run away from you. Your father will run away from you. Both of these two people will do anything and everything to keep you happy in this world. They'll do everything. Even though you're not good with them, they'll still think good about you. They'll still make dua for you. They'll still, you know, make good intentions for you. But alhamdulillah, on the day of judgment, subhanallah, these parents will be running away from us. Why? Because nafsa nafsi, everyone will be worried about them own selves. Your friends, your brothers, your sisters, whoever you know in this world will run away from you on the day of judgment. So therefore, it's important that we love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and recite durood upon him abundantly. Inshallah, I make the intention to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, Hazrat Sayyiduna Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, yani Data Sahab had a lot of love and respect for Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that one day when I was traveling to the country of Syria, Mulke Sham, and I presented myself in the Rozai Park, the tomb of the great Sahabi, Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that I went to sleep and aur maine apne aap ko Makkah Muazzama mein paya, and I found myself in Makkatul Mukarrama. And he says that what do I see? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present at the Qabila Banu Shayba's door, and an old person carrying a small child, main farte mohabbat se beqarar hokar aap alaihi salatu wasalam ki taraf bada. And he says that out of love and devotion I made my way towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and kissed the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in my heart, I was thinking, who is this old man? And then, whilst the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with his knowledge of unseen, he knew what I was thinking about. And he says, this is Abu Hanifa, and he is your imam. Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that when I woke up, خواب بیان کرنے کے بعد فرماتے ہیں اس سے مجھے معلوم ہوا کہ سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ کا شمار ان لوگوں میں سے ہے جو لوگ اوصاف شریعت کے قائم رہنے والے ہیں. یعنی سبحان اللہ, he says that that is when I found out the maqam, the status of سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ. یہی وجہ ہے کہ حسن اخلاق کے پیکر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لفظ Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the result he says that I took from that is ke ye natija nikalta hai ke jis tarah aap se khata mumkin nahi, just like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam cannot commit a sin or a mistake, isi tarah Allah aur Rasool sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke karam se Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa bhi khata se mahfooz hain. Yani Allah Ta'ala will protect him or has protected Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hamare aqa, hamare maula, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, hamare malja, hamare ma'wa, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Zamana bhar ne zamana bhar mein bahut tajassus kiya ho, lekin mila na koi imam tumsa, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. That was in Divan-e-Salik. And subhanallah, no doubt Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the great imam that we're going to be talking about. You know, these people, whenever you talk about them, they spend their lives in search of knowledge, in traveling from one place to the other place, really listening to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and mashallah azza wa jal, you know, learning and educating themselves. Today, you know, we think that learning education is easy. You sit back home, relax, turn on your TV, and you can learn knowledge as well. That's how easy it has become to learn knowledge. But do we do that though? How many of us will sit, you know, put a video or a program, or even watch on Madani channel for an hour if it's Madani Muzakara? You know, our beautiful main the program that we have on Madani channel is the Madani Muzakara, because that's the program which Amir Ahle Sunnah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, is giving us time. He gives us so much knowledge in that program. And realistically, I was talking to an Imam Sahib, local masjid, and he says, what Amir Ahle Sunnah teaches us on Madani channel, you will not find that knowledge in the books as well. That's how much knowledge, alhamdulillah, we are being taught. Sayyidatuna Unaysa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, mere walid muhtaram ne bataya, she says that my father has told me, main bimar hua, to sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam meri iyadat ke liye tashreef laaye. Subhanallah, bimar ki banayi hai. Yes, she says that my father, he says that when I felt ill, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me to check upon my health. And he looked at me and he said, tumhe is bimari se koi harj nahi hoga. You will not be, I have any problems in this disease or in this illness. Lekin tumhari us waqt kya halat hogi jab tum mere visal ke baad tawi umar guzar kar nabina ho jaoge. And he says that what will happen to you, that after I have left this temporary world, you live for a long time and you will lose your eyesight. Ye sunkar maine arz kiya, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, main us waqt husool e sawab ki khatir sabr karunga. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will be doing sabr, I will be patient at that time. Pyare aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, agar tum aisa karoge to baghair hisab jannat mein dakhil ho jaoge. That if you do that, then you will enter the gardens of paradise without any accountability. Chunanche sahib shiri maqam sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam ke zahiri visal ke baad, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's apparent physical demise, he says that his eyesight became weaker and weaker. And then after a while, his eyesight went away. Allah ne phir arse ke baad unki binai lota di aur unka intikal ho gaya. And then his eyesight was restored and then he passed away. Subhanallah. You know, this is the knowledge of the unseen of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given the knowledge of everything. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted to give him, he has the knowledge of that. We are in no situation or no place to say, what does he have, what doesn't he have? We shouldn't be even talking about this subject. We shouldn't be even debating about this subject. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the hukum of Allah, Allah has given him a lot of knowledge. That's all we need to know. Alhamdulillah. We are the ashiks of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that's all we need to know. Now, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is his maqam? You know, for example, if I say, oh, I've got a big status, community, people know me, people love me, people respect me, yeah? But that doesn't make anything. That doesn't make a difference. The thing is, how much does Allah love you? How much do the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam love you? Let's listen to how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith quoted in Musnad Ahmad, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, ilm agar suraya par muallak hota, suraya is that star in the heavens. If knowledge was on that star, Suraya, to aulad-e-faris se kuch log usse wahan se bhi le aate. That if knowledge was on the star Suraya, people from Faris, some of them will go and bring that knowledge. And Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, is hadith se paak se Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, it means in regarding Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. So that is the praise our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love that he had for Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Isme aslan shak nahi hai کیونکہ آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ کے زمانے میں اہل فارس میں سے کوئی شخص علم میں ان کے رتبے کو نہ پہنچا. اہل فارس, پیپل آف فارس, نو ون کڈ ریچ ٹو دا مقام آف نالج دیٹ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ سے. اینڈ ایون ناٹ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ, ہز اسٹوڈنٹس, نو ون کین ریچ ٹو دیئر اسٹوڈنٹس ایز ویل. دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دس از اے معجزہ, a miracle, a prophetic miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he has given us the khabar of ghaib and told us about this great imam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, every day we do have a daily reminder as well, so let's go and check what the daily reminder is going to be for today. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, without question, visiting the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم is a great privilege, but it should be kept in mind that one who has been blessed with visiting this court must also conform to manners. A little bit of negligence may result in great deprivation. Let's now listen some of the manners. Number one, when visiting, one should make a pure intention of beholding the blessed grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There must not be any intention such as show off or trade, etc. Number two, recite salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the journey to Medina. Number three, as the haram of Medina approaches, it is better to cry and recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with your head bowed and then move ahead. Visit the blessed shrine with great humility of the heart and body. Say salam. If you cannot weep, at least have a weeping look on your face. Number five, try to focus all of your attentions to the merciful court of the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Refrain from using the mobile phone and taking selfies and ponder that you are present in a very glorious court. Number six, if somebody has requested you to convey his salam to the court of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then say salam on his behalf as well. Number seven, as long as you are blessed with a stay in Madina Tayyibah, spend most of your time in the state of wudu in the blessed masjid, offering salah, reciting the Holy Quran, salat upon the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. Obviously, you will also spend your time on fulfilling your needs. One should not talk about any worldly matter in any masjid. Take extra care there. Number eight, in Medina, the reward of 50,000 good deeds is granted for performing a single good deed. Therefore, put more effort in the acts of worship. Do cut down the intakes of food, etc., as long as possible, and give sadaqah. And number nine, never turn your back towards the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As long as possible, do not stand at such a place to offer salah where your back is towards the blessed shrine. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Before we took that break, you know, we learnt about the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم praising Imam Azam Abu Hanifa and talking about the extreme knowledge that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa will possess. And mashallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is, as you can say, he is the one that put the foundation of the fiqh of Islam. You know, obviously, the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a tabi'een. Yani, he saw the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, the companions, the scholars, they say that they followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam who lived amongst them. So they didn't need anyone else to teach them the Sharia. But as time went past, and all the companions passed away. Then you had the Tabi'een. Now Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was a Tabi'een, and when he started to research and knowledge on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the fiqh of Islam, that is why they say that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, even his name has a beautiful understanding to it as well. They say that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, word Nu'man, which was his name, Nu'man bin Thabit. Nu'man is the dictionary meaning of Nu'man is the clot of blood that the human body is made from. Yeah, a clot of blood that the human body is made from. And subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa is that shakhsiyat that from him the fiqh of Islam's foundation was raised, alhamdulillah. Let's learn about his lineage. Let's learn about his blessed family. Where did he come from? Who was his parents? He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his name was Nu'man and his father's name was Thabit. And his kunyat is Abu Hanifa. Our laqab Imam Azam. His title is Imam Azam. He was born in Kufa in Iraq in 80 Hijri. And 70 years old, he passed away in 150 Hijri. And his Mazar-e-Pak is in Baghdad Sharif. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have been to the Mazar of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi a few times, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And it says that all the four Imams, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, or Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they are all barhaq, they are all haq, they are all from the Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at. But the most highest rutbah is of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, because he was also a tabi'i. Sayyidina Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu نے مختلف روایات کے تحت چند صحابہ اکرام سے ملاقات کا شرف حاصل کیا. He also met some of the صحابہ اکرام علیہم رضوان as well. And remember, a person who sees a صحابی with ایمان and dies with ایمان, he will be called a تابعی. ہے نام نعمان ابن ثابت ابو حنیفہ ہے ان کی کنیت پکارتا ہے یہ کہہ کے عالم امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ. Amir al-Sunnat has written a very beautiful qasida in praise of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a very, very sakhi person. He was very soft-hearted and he would help a lot of people. People would come to him and he would help them in many ways as well. And he was the one with the most beautiful of character. Jab bai tashreef late to achhi khushbu se pehchane jate. He was known as the one with the beautiful fragrance. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he started off reading the Quran, and his day used to be passing by tilawat of the Holy Quran. Sari raat ibadat aur riyazat mein basar karte. He used to spend all his night in ibadat. You might be thinking, how was that possible? Did he do anything else? Yes, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he was a businessman. Yeah, so now, you know, if I talk to the businessman, how many times have we read the Quran? Ah, busy riyan janab, I was running here, I was doing this, I was doing that. He is the role model. For all the businessmen and all the entrepreneurs, he is the role model for us, mashallah. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, logon ko sara din ilm-e-deen padhate rehte. All day, he would spend time in the masjid and teach people the knowledge of deen. Only during the times of Salah, he used to have a break. After Isha Salah, Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would come to his house, and after changing his clothes, he would put new clothes on, put perfume on, and then he would stand up in Salah again and go back to the masjid and stand in one corner of the masjid and offer his Salah. And subhanallah azza wa jal, until Fajr Jamaat, Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would be in the masjid offering his salah. So he helped the people. He looked at the affairs of the people. He learned his knowledge as well. And he would help, you know, he would do his ibadat as well. Very, very rare that you will find people like that today. Alhamdulillah, we see one personality I'm not saying he's the only one personality, but I have seen Amir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, that during the night, he will be studying, making preparations for the Madani Muzakara. He'll sleep for a short while, and then all day long, he'll be there, you know, meeting people, meeting the scholars, giving knowledge, and then he will sit in the Madani Muzakara, and then all night, he'll prepare for the next day. Subhanallah. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was such a person that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, he would not even have a rest. That's how he was, you know, subhanallah. Just a bit of a rest. You know, we need our 8 hours sleep, don't we? Dr. Ayat Gendez Yagaro, we need to sleep for 8 hours. But these great people used to spend time. One Buzurg, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, I have never seen Imam Azam Abu Hanifa without fasting. And without ibadat at night, I would never ever see him. So therefore, what did he observe? He observed that during the day, he would be teaching knowledge to people. He would be helping the people, but he was fasting. So he was in ibadah. In the evening, he would open his fast and then remain in worship. Now is his time, personal time. We don't have personal time today. Our personal time has been taken over by social media. Our personal time, you know, when we say, oh, I've got to spend time with my family as well. Even that's been taken over by social media. We don't have families anymore. I'll be honest with you. Very rare that people will have families today. Why? My family is my social media. My friends on social media is my family. That's what we think our family is. Halanke, our families are very, very sacred. In the Quran, families are mentioned. Your dhawil qurba, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunties, your nieces, your nephews, your grandparents. Yeah, these are all your family. But we, how many times, you know, if I ask myself, how many times have I been to my sister? How many times have I seen my uncle, my aunties? Alhamdulillah, I'll be honest with you. I do get time out and I go and visit my aunties and uncles. Alhamdulillah, because they are my family. My brothers, my sisters, alhamdulillah, I meet them. Why? Because they're my family. But how many times do we go? And it's something that we need to understand that the more we are putting ourselves into the dunya, the more deeper and deeper we sink in ourselves as well. Sayyidun Afs bin Abdul Rahman, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Abu Imam Azam Abu Hanifa ke saath tijarat karte the. He used to be doing business with Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Aur unhe maal tijarat beja karte. And one day he says that I got a delivery from Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. And he says that fulan kapde mein kuch aib hai. There is some discrepancy or there is some damage to this cloth because he used to be a cloth merchant. Jab tum ise farohat karo to aib bayan kar dena. He says that when you sell it, tell people about the damaged part of the cloth. Sayyiduna Hafs, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says, when I sold that, forgot to tell people about the damage of that cloth. Imam Azam ko ilm hua, to aapne tamam kapru ki qeemat sadqa kar di. You know, whatever money that he, alanke, it wasn't Imam Saab's fault. You know, it wasn't Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, wasn't his fault. But because that cloth was sent by Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and the other person did not tell the people about the fault, Imam Azam, all that money he gave sadqa in the way of Allah. Subhanallah. Now, this is what you call business. Oh, maal bech, koin hai, choot maar, koin lokai kya pata, issa tarah paise kamase hain. This is the education that we are giving to our children today. It's all right. He won't find out. You know, fold the note like this. Adha phatawa, it doesn't matter. Give it to him. He'll never realize. Nakli note, it doesn't matter. Put it in. People won't find out. People won't find out. Yara, will Allah Ta'ala not find out? Is Allah not aware of what we are doing? Of course He is. So why are we frauding people? Kya banda fraud kare? You know, why are you earning haram money? And then the haram that you are earning, you're going to be punished on the day of judgment. So banda akal istimal kare. Apni akhirat banao. Make your hereafter as well. We've got a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's go towards the hadith part and see what we're going to be learning today. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions, radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained, "Do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them." Now, what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghawth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now, the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example, when a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect, never use disrespectful terms. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. We had the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, we heard about Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about his truthfulness. And like I said before, you know, today we are giving tarbiyah to our children that it's all right, you know, if your son or your daughter, whoever has sold something and he hasn't told anyone about the discrepancy or the damage, oh, khair ya putar, chikhrain ha, tu ja. Koi masla nahi, Allah maaf karsi. That's the easiest way we get out of it. Allah maaf karsi. Oh yara, Allah maaf karsi. Alhamdulillah, dua karo. Allah maaf karai. If we do wrong deliberately, how would you think that Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive us? If you go and cross a red line deliberately and you think, oh, they'll forgive me. Yeah. If they forgive you, that's fine. But what if they don't forgive you? In the same way, let's think to ourselves that we are doing wrong deliberately. We are putting ourselves in the fire and then we say, I'm not going to be burnt. Yeah, so you're jumping in the fire and you're expecting not to be burnt. That is amazing. Now here, what we are doing is, if this is happening, that we are teaching our children or we are not highlighting the mistakes that our children are doing, you know, then what is happening is we are, with our own hands, we are pushing them into the fire. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has talked about being a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, tum mein se koi us waqt tak kamil momin nahi ho sakta jab tak apne bhai ke liye wo cheez pasand na kare jo apne liye pasand karta hai. In Bukhari Sharif, this hadith se paak. No one can be a believer unless, until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. So what do we like? We like the garden of paradise. We like to have an easy life. We need to think of our brothers the same as well. Now, giving tarbiyat to your friends like that, and dhokha dena, defrauding people. Banda kehna, oh janab, usi pata hi koi nahi laga. He hasn't even found out. It's not that he hasn't found out. You haven't made a fool of him. The shaitan's made a fool out of you. Listen to this hadith paak as well. In Sahih Muslim, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ek dher par guzre, a pile, to apna haath sharif isme dal diya. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ungliyun ne usme tari paayi, to farmaya, ay ghalle wale, ye kya? Yeah, so basically it was ghalla. Ghalla means that it was seeds, and they were wet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, what is this? And the person, he says, is par barish padi hai. Yeah, ya Rasulullah, it was raining. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, to galle, to gile ghalle ko tu ne der ke upar kyun na dala, taake usse log dekh lete, jo dhoka de wo hum mein se nahi. That why did you not put the wet one on top so that people can look at that? Yeah, well, because if you have, for example, if you have a sponge, now a sponge doesn't weigh much, but if you dip it in water, that water is now in the sponge, so it weighs heavy. If someone was to buy that sponge off you and you had to weigh that sponge, if you have a wet sponge, the weight will be more. So you are not selling them the sponge, you also weighed that water which is not part of that sponge. Yeah, so that is also defrauding people. That is fraud. Yeah, people, I've seen many times, they'll sell a mobile phone to someone. They know that the mobile phone is not working. They know that it's got a problem. They know there is a fault inside that phone. But they will not tell the other person. Why? Because the other person might not buy it. Laptops. Why I'm mentioning these things is because they are pricey. They are heavy items in a sense that they are very pricey. You know, even with clothes. Yeah, you'll have a whole thorn, a whole, you know, cloth. Yeah, and then what will happen is it's damaged, but you won't tell any other person. Why? Because they won't buy it. You're selling a car, you know there is a fault in the car, but you're not telling that fault to anyone. Yeah, make sure you tell them. So what if you're going to get a grand less than what you're asking prices? It doesn't matter, at least your iman will be safe, isn't it? Yeah, iman ta kam as kam mazboot ho sina. And if we don't do that and we don't save our iman, then you ask yourself what's going to happen to us as well. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his taqwa, his praisegari, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his piousness was so great that people used to talk about him. People used to give examples. It's like I'm giving you examples about the fear of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Just like I am giving you an example, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to talk very less. You know, apart from salam and very important kalam, he used to keep silent. And I know someone who does the same as well. MashaAllah, our Mbiro Murshid Amir al-Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, he says that if he wasn't for Dawat Islami, I would have been famous as someone who doesn't speak. But subhanAllah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi farmate, maine ek martaba Sufyan Sauri ki bargah mein arz ki, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa ghibat se itne dur rehte hain, maine kabhi unko dushman ki ghibat karte hue nahi dekha. He says that he used to keep away from backbiting. He never used to backbite against his enemies as well. To aap rahmatullah alayhi ne farmaya, Allah ki kasam, aap is maamle mein bahut samajhdar hain. He was very clever in these matters. Ki aisi cheez ko apni nekiyon par musallat kare jo unhe dusre ke naam e amal mein muntakil kar de. He was very conscious and very cautious of giving his deeds to other people. Why? Because when you backbite about someone, then in reality you are giving your nekiyan, your blessings, your good deeds to the other person as well. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was very cautious of that. Hazrat Zumaira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, is baat mein logon ka koi ikhtilaf nahi ke Imam Azam Abu Hanifa sach bolne wale the. Now look at that. People are talking about him, that there is no doubt that in Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi would talk about the truth. کبھی کسی کا تذکرہ برائی سے نہ کرتے. He would never talk about people in a bad way. ایک بار آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ سے کہا گیا لوگ تو آپ کے بارے میں بد کلامی کرتے ہیں, people talk bad about you, لیکن آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ کسی کو کچھ نہیں کہتے. But you don't say anything to people talk bad about you and you remain silent. تو امام صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نے ارشاد فرمایا یہ اللہ کا فضل ہے, وہ جسے چاہتا ہے عطا فرماتا ہے. یعنی patience, صبر. Yeah, if someone talks bad about us, yeah, we'll talk bad about him. You throw a stone at me, I'll throw a brick at you. That's what we've been taught. Yeah, parents are teaching their own children to retaliate. Whereas, you know, we should be teaching them that, look, if someone swears at you, someone hits you, someone does wrong to you, go and tell the teachers. Go to the head teacher. Don't retaliate. But parents are teaching, no, ek mara tu do ko sun maar sa. If he pushes you, make sure you punch him. If he kicks you, make sure you take his eyes out. یہ کیسی تربیت ہے؟ What kind of a تربیت is that? What kind of a citizen are you making of your children? How are they going to grow up and become sabr wale people? Where is sabr gone? Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Allah to sabr karne walon ke saath hai. Yeah, be have patient. Yeah, go and talk to the relevant authorities. If someone has done wrong to you, if someone has damaged your property, you go to the police. Yeah, you go to the police and you tell them, why do you need to pick up a stone or a brick and break his house? You know, his glass, his car, his damage, his property. Why do you have to do the same? What's the difference? What's the difference between you and them? There is no difference. He's okay, he started it first, but you finished it. So, theek hai, mamla khatam, khalas. But now what's going to happen, that enmity, that animosity is going to be in your heart and his heart as well. It's never going to come out. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, koshish karein. I mean, even Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah, is saying that, you know, I hope, instead of talking about bad about someone, we could recite the Rood-e-Pak. Hazrat Bukair bin Ma'roof, rahmatullah alayhi, farmate hain, میں نے امت نبوی علیہ السلام میں امام اعظم حنیفہ زیادہ حسن اخلاق والا کسی کو نہیں دیکھا. He says that, from the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe he's talking about, you know, when we talk about these kind of things, it doesn't mean, ma'azallah, that, you know, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa is greater than the Sahaba Ikram. It doesn't mean that. It means that whoever he saw in his time, he's never seen anyone greater than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, zaban ki afaz se bachne ke liye, aksar khamosh rehte. Because the more you talk, the more you're going to slip. Yeah, as they say, you know, if you talk wrong, if you abuse someone, you swear, you backbite, you lie, that's the slip of the tongue. Okay, slip of a tongue. But this slip of the tongue can even take you to the fire of hell. Ma'azallah, if someone commits kufr with the slip of the tongue, that says he slipped, hasn't he? So we need to understand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, آدمی کے اسلام کی اچھائی میں سے یہ ہے لا یعنی چیز چھوڑ دے. لا یعنی meaning something that doesn't matter with him, something that doesn't involve him, that doesn't, you know, it's nothing to do with him. Leave that alone. Yeah, so for example, la yani, even words like someone's bought a new car, haan ji kitne ni aandi hai, and you know, what you got to do, paise tu sun de so. Yeah, are you going to give him the money? No, you're not. Oh, I don't like this color. I don't like this. A car sunking, nah, it's nothing. It's right. It's not right. It's not in the right neighborhood. Or the roof isn't right. The doors aren't right. The color choice, I don't really like the color choice. It's nothing to you. La yani cheez hain. They have no value at all. What you have said is going to be written down for you and it has no value as well. And then you not only said something useless, you've also broken the heart of someone. If someone has bought a new car, yeah, he's bought a certain manufactured car and he loves it. And you go up to him and say, oh, hey, gadi, hey, niya changiya, I don't like him. Yeah, so what if you don't like him? If you don't like him, doesn't mean that no one likes them. Everyone has their own taste. Someone likes biryani with ande on it. Someone likes biryani with alu on it. Yeah, so inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be going towards our next segment as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, which is fruit of the day. Alhamdulillah, what fruit are we going to be talking about today? Let's watch that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace. is of Allah.
Today, let's learn about the kiwi. This is a small but mighty fruit that's bursting with flavor and packed with nutrients. Its vibrant green flesh, dotted with tiny seeds, is not only a treat for the eyes, but also a powerhouse of health benefits. Kiwis are extremely and incredibly rich in vitamin C. In fact, one kiwi provides more than 100% of your daily vitamin C requirement. This makes them excellent for boosting your immune system and protecting your cells from oxidative stress. Kiwis are also a good source of fiber, which helps support digestion, and vitamin K, which is essential for bone health. Additionally, kiwis provide potassium, which supports heart health and helps regulate blood pressure. One of the key benefits of kiwis is their ability to support immune health. Thanks to their high vitamin C content, kiwis strengthen the immune system, helping your body fight off infections and illnesses. Kiwis are also beneficial for digestion. They contain an enzyme called actinidin, which aids in breaking down proteins and helps with digestion, making kiwi a great choice after a heavy meal. Kiwis are also excellent for heart health. The combination of fiber, potassium, and antioxidants in kiwis helps reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Plus, they have anti-inflammatory properties that contribute to overall cardiovascular health. Kiwis are great for skin health due to their high levels of vitamin C, which promotes collagen production. This helps keep your skin firm and youthful, reducing the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. Kiwis also support eye health. They contain lutein and zeaxanthin, which are antioxidants that protect the eyes from damage caused by harmful UV rays and blue light. Did you know that eating kiwis can improve your sleep? Research has shown that consuming kiwi before bedtime can help you fall asleep faster and also improve sleep quality. This is thought to be due to the fruit's high content of serotonin, a hormone that regulates sleep. Fun fact, the kiwi fruit was originally known as the Chinese gooseberry and wasn't widely called kiwi until the mid-20th century, when it became associated with New Zealand, where it was cultivated and exported. Interestingly, the fruit is named after New Zealand's national bird, the kiwi, due to their similar fuzzy appearance. Yes, kiwis are delicious on their own, or if they are to be added to a variety of dishes. You can slice them into your fruit salads, blend them into smoothies, or even add them to yogurt bowls. Kiwi's bright, tangy flavor also makes it an excellent topping for desserts or a refreshing addition. Don't discard the skin. The kiwi skin is packed with extra fiber and nutrients. If you don't mind the slightly fuzzy texture, give it a wash and enjoy the whole fruit for added nutritional boost. Reflecting on fruits like kiwi, we are reminded of the vast variety of blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has provided for us on this earth. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us about the abundance of provisions from the earth that we are to enjoy. The kiwi, with its vibrant colors and powerful health benefits, is a perfect example of the creation of Allah Ta'ala and the care in providing nourishment for His creation. My dear viewers, eat more kiwis.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, maybe something that we can try like Shabazz Bhai was saying, mashallah, he has a lot of health benefits as well. I think we do have someone online that we can take, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if that is ready. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, Waseem Bhai, for taking time out, mashallah. I know you're a very busy person as well, mashallah. Waseem Bhai is our, alhamdulillah, head of translation in the UK, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Waseem Bhai, we're talking about the seerat, the miraculous seerat of the great Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala. We talked about his taqwa, his piety, his fearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his truthfulness as well. I want you to talk about something about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, sir, first of all, the topic that you've chosen today, the great Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, just looking at his seerah, looking at his overall character, his biography, alhamdulillah, we come to know that it is an immense favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with someone like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and for us to be followers of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Whichever aspect of the life of Imam Azam you look at, you see that Imam Azam alayhi rahmah is truly our guide in every perspective. Whether you want to talk about his taqwa, his piety, the fear of Allah that he possessed, the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam he had, the love for the Qur'an that he had, and the love for serving the ummah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he had. It was amazing, second to none. And just, you know, following his footsteps is something that would take us closer in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after, another way to look at someone's excellence is to see what their contemporaries, those scholars or those of the similar rank or in the same field, used to say about them, who were present in their era, what they used to say about them. And when we look at Imam Azam alayhi rahma from this perspective, we see that many of his contemporaries also spoke very high of him, like of Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh. He is the one who narrated that Imam Azam rahmatullah alayh, he would finish 62 Quran Pak in Ramadan Sharif, including on Eid al-Fitr. Every day he would complete one Quran Pak and during the day and during the night and on the day of Eid.
I also mentioned that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he was a businessman, he was a trader. Now, if we look at our traders, our businessmen today, you know, one of the most common complaints that we have or excuses that we have is, I don't get time. How is it that this person, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he was a businessman, yet he took so much time that he would finish 2 Quran every day?
You see, when we say we don't have time, these are just a sort of lame excuses that we make for ourselves. How do we have time for all other leisure activities? And not for giving time for our akhirah, for our religion. It is all about setting priorities, right? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he understood the Quran. He knew what Quran means. He knew what is the importance of having the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance for having the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as doing the business, as earning livelihood. Doing a business is also sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and there are many fadail, many excellences of honest trading. So by all means, we do encourage to trade as well, but not on the expense of compromising your hereafter. Now, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and this, alhamdulillah, can also be taken by the traders. You want to be a successful businessman. Let's leave the religious side on one side. Let's leave all that element of worshipping the entire night, completing 62 Allah, on one side. Leave it on one side. You want to be a successful businessman? Follow the footsteps of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Imam Azam alayhi rahmah, the business acumen that he possessed, even the most successful businessmen of today, they wouldn't possess the same acumen and business intellect which Imam Azam alayhi rahmah had.
Bishop.
And where did Imam Azam learn from? From Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, from the lives of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu, who learned from? The our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in every aspect of your life, you want to be a successful businessman, you want to succeed in any aspect of your life, follow the seerah of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah.
You know, another thing that people sometimes often say is that we're not like them. Asa unna je na, we're not like them. They were different people. But the thing is, we can never be like them. Can we not follow them and try to be like them?
Because the purpose and the objective is not to be like them. Indeed, we cannot be like them. And no matter how hard we try, we can't reach the rank of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. That's not the purpose. No one's asking you or me to be like them. We are bound to follow their footsteps. This is what we are meant to do. So people, when they say that we cannot be like them, who's telling you to be like them? The question is not to be like them. The question is just to follow them, and accomplish in following them, to be on the right path. And alhamdulillah, we see this in the seerah of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, who followed the footsteps of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. You see the life of the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan,
rahmatullah. And we talk about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. You know, we could be here all day and night talking about him if we had that knowledge about him. MashaAllah, Azizul Wasim bhai, Allah Ta'ala bless you and give more barakat in your work and in your life and in your time as well. MashaAllah, and all the majlis, all the brothers that are supporting you. JazakAllah khairah for your time today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah Azawajal. Wasim bhai from London, and alhamdulillah Azawajal, as he's told you, some of the great works that MashaAllah Azawajal, the Department of Translation is doing in the UK. And just to let you know that alhamdulillah Azawajal, the translation of books of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Maktabatul Madina, and some of the great scholars, alhamdulillah. You know, these are books like, for example, a beautiful book, Siratul Anbiya. It's about this fat, this book. And there's so many, I think it's about 800 or 900 pages in that book. And mashallah, in the same way, Siratul Jinan, the beautiful work of Mufti Qasim Saab, the translation and commentary of the Quran, works being done on that as well as we speak. So there's a lot of hard work that is being put inside this. May Allah Ta'ala bless the department, mashallah, Azawajal, who are working tirelessly. Mashallah, Azawajal, if you joined us now, you are watching our beautiful program, Rise and Shine. And we're talking about the seerah, the commentary, the biography of the great Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa had a lot of basirat, is, you know, intellect. He was given a knowledge that we say kashf. Yani he could see a person and find out what that person is, what does he do. And one day, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, he was in the Jami Masjid of Kufa. He went into the wudu area, the ablution area, and he saw this certain person doing wudu. And that drops of water that were trickling from that person's body, Imam Sahib looked at that water. And he says to him, my brother, do not disrespect your parents. And the person, he says that I do tawbah from that. And then he saw another person that was doing wudu and drops of water that were dropping. He says, my brother, keep away from alcohol and listening to music. And the person, he says, I do tawbah. And then he saw another person doing wudu. And from the drops of water, when he looked at them, he says, my brother, do tawbah from adultery. And the person, he says that I do tawbah. And because he could see the sins that people were committing from the drops of water that were falling from their bodies, Imam Sahib, he says, Ya Allah, please take this knowledge away from me. Take this knowledge of kashf away from me so that I do not see the sins that these people are committing. Nowadays, it's totally the opposite. Asa ar galij panga karna. We all want to find out, what is he doing? We want to find out, what is he doing? Negative cheez mil jaye and we can usko arm kare, ma'azallah. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, he had that knowledge, he possessed that knowledge. And he says, Ya Allah, take it away from me because I do not want to see the sins of people. So that was the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave him as well. Now, subhanAllah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, we need to understand, never ever, you know, stay in tajassus. Tajassus meaning, you know, always thinking what that person is. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ or عَبْ نَا دُنْدُو, do not look at faults of others. We look at faults of others. You know, you want to go onto the website, what has he done wrong? Like I said, mentioned, especially this happens in politics. Today's politics, it happens quite a lot. Because the only way you can win the election, you can win the seat, is when you downgrade your opponent. When you highlight his bad things, people won't vote for him. Taghfirullah, what a place to be, eh? Allah Ta'ala forbid us. Ab Poshi ke hawale se, three hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جس نے مؤمن کی پردہ پوشی کی گویا کہ اس نے زندہ درگور کی گئی بچی کو زندہ کر دیا. یعنی the one who knows the faults of a person and he covers his faults, it is as if he has brought a dead girl back to life again. You know, in the time of Jahiliyat, people used to bury their daughters alive. So anyone who does not leak out the secrets of people, of their faults, it is like as if he's brought a girl back to life again. Jo kisi musliman ki takleef dur kare, Allah qiyamat ki takleefon mein se uski takleef dur farmayega. Yani whoever keeps a person away from any problems, then Allah will keep him away from the problems of the day of judgment. اور جو کسی مسلمان کی عیب پوشی کرے تو خدا ستار قیامت کے روز اس کی عیب پوشی فرمائے. یعنی whoever hides or conceals the faults of others, Allah Ta'ala will hide his faults on the day of judgment. This was from the hadith Muslim Sharif. The third hadith, جو شخص اپنے بھائی کا عیب دیکھ کر اس کی پردہ پوشی کر دے تو وہ جنت میں داخل کر دیا جائے گا. یعنی the one who does پردہ پوشی, who hides the faults of his brother, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into the gardens of paradise. میری زبان پہ قفل مدینہ لگ جائے, فضول گوئی سے بچتا رہوں صدا یا رب. کسی کی خامیاں دیکھیں نہ میری آنکھیں اور سنے نہ کان بی عیبوں کا تذکرہ یا رب. Beautiful کلام of امیر علیہ سنت ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. And now another thing that we find in the سیرت of امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ is نفاست, cleanliness. امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ علیہ was very very clean person, a person that always smelt beautiful fragrance. حضرت سیدن قیس بن ربی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں, he says that امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ علیہ اپنی کمائی سے مال تجارت جمع کرتے, پھر اس سے کپڑے خرید کر مشائخ محدثین اور حاجت مندوں کو پیش کرتے. He used to do صدقہ charity, where he used to keep some of the money and he would give them as gifts to the scholars. Alhamdulillah, scholars have a heavy, very, very high rank in Islam. Like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. These are the scholars that have the fear of Allah, the ulama, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in this verse. So the ulama, do khidmat of them. Yeah, do khidmat wherever you can. Just try to do the khidmat of the scholars. And he says, اللہ کی حمد و ثنا کرو کہ اسی نے تمہیں یہ عطا فرمایا. اللہ کی قسم, میں نے اپنے مال میں سے کچھ بھی نہیں دیا. آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ, تو ہی اس امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ علیہ used to be humble and say, I haven't given anything. سبحان اللہ. آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ کی خدمت میں کوئی شخص حاضر ہوتا تو اس کے متعلق دریافت کرتے. He used to ask about him. اگر محتاج ہوتا تو اسے کچھ عطا فرماتے. If he was in need, he would help that person. ایک شخص آپ کی بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوا. A person came to him with very old tatty clothes. When people went away from him, that person was told to keep seated. جب وہ تنہا رہ گیا, when he was the only one left behind, تو اشارہ فرمایا اس مسلے کو اٹھاؤ. یعنی this جائے نماز that you are sitting on, lift it. اور اس کے نیچے ہے لے لو. Whatever is underneath it, take it. اس نے مسلہ اٹھایا تو اس کے نیچے 1,000 dirham تھے. 1,000 dirham were under there. آپ نے فرمایا یہ درہم لے کر اپنی حالت اچھی کر لو. Take these dirhams and make yourself in a better condition. اس نے مسلح اٹھایا, اس نے عرض کی حضور میں تو خوشحال ہوں, نعمتوں میں ہوں اور مجھے اس کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. He says that, حضرت, I've got everything. ویسے ہی کپڑے ہیں لیکن بندنی عادت ہونی ہے. They've got this habit where they wear tatty clothes, old clothes. And he says, یا سیدی, I'm alhamdulillah more than capable to buy them myself. The Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, kya tumhe ye hadith nahi pahunchi ki Allah pasand farmata hai ki wo apni ne'mat ka asar bande par dekhe. Allah Ta'ala likes to see what he ne'mat that is given to a person. He likes to see them on a person. So if Allah has given you the ne'mat of good clothes, wear them. Yeah, good clothes. Mehenge nahi, zahar pohne kapde chahiye, lehenga chahiye na janab, zahar 1200 pohna. Not that. Oh, nahi, ye to fazool kharchi hai. This is fazool kharchi. But what you need to understand, if Allah Ta'ala has given you the ni'mat, if he's given you money, food, eat good, wear good. Yeah, within the limits, obviously. And he says, tujhe apni halat badalni chahiye taake tera dost teri halat se ghamgeen na ho. He says that you should change your thing. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Beshak Allah pasand rakhta hai. Indeed, Allah loves those or likes those. Bohot toba karne walu, those who repent quite a lot, or wo bande jo saaf sutre hon, those who are clean. Allah pasand rakhta hai bohot toba karne walu ko, aur pasand rakhta hai sutru ko. Allah loves those people who repent in the court of Allah and those who are clean. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we've learnt about the beautiful seerah of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. I will inshallah azza wa jal see you same time, same place on our program Rise and Shine. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine.